The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And yes, it is Tuesday with Timmons joining me for a few minutes this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Welcome in. You guys are back to work now, right?
Well, more or less. We're here in Washington. I don't know if we're working back.
Now, you said
and,
that.
And
I didn't, Congressman.
Great to be with you,
Joey. You know, sometimes I get nervous when you guys are in session. It's sort of
so
anxious.
That is the benefit of us not being in session. We can't do anything bad, but we also have a lot of problems we need to face, and we need to get some work done, so hopefully we'll find a way to help change things for the better.
Well, I got to say that I'm encouraged with something that you and your Democrat colleague from California, Congressman Jimmy Panetta, the Bipartisan Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2019. Talk with us about that, because, you know, I sometimes say, and then I have to catch myself, I sometimes say I don't hear a lot of people talking about, balancing the budget and our deficit spending anymore. But William Timmons does talk about those type things. Talk with us about Bipartisan Fiscal Responsibility Act.
Well, Joey, interestingly, I'm actually at football practice right now. You remember I played baseball with the Republicans. We actually have a football team where we play the Capitol Hill Police.
Really?
I'm not confident that we're gonna do that well, because I'm looking at the team right now, and I have a feeling they're gonna be in better shape than us. But we have a bipartisan group out here. So if the baseball game was Republican Democrat, the football game is members of Congress versus Capitol Hill Police.
Wow. Now, where is this played? Where do y'all play your game?
We play it right near the Capitol here in D.C.
Okay.
And we're actually practicing right now. And the reason I brought this up is because Jimmy Panetta's out here, so we actually have a football practice this morning. That's why I can't be with you for a full 10 minutes.
Yes.
But so the legislation we introduced, and we introduced it. It was the first bill that I've introduced, and it was introduced on, 10 minutes after we voted for the to lift the budget caps and to have a two-year budget agreement that extended our debt about $2 trillion. So what it does is it causes Congress to look at it differently than just trillions. So right now we have $23 trillion worth of debt. In 2 years, we'll have 20, 24, 25. And what it does is it forces us to use the percentage of GDP. So if you remember Greece, when it went into austerity measures, they were at 180% of their GDP. And so right now we're at, depending on how you look at the number, it's 87 or 90% of our GDP. That's our debt to GDP ratio. And, at the end of this 2 years, we will be at 97% debt to our GDP ratio. So it's an important way of looking at it. It forces you to kind of really let the numbers sink in. These aren't just trillions that you can keep making up. When you are spending more than the entire gross domestic product of the entire country, when your debt is greater than the entire gross domestic product, it's very clear we have a problem. We've had a problem for a long time. And I think this is just a better way of looking at it. It is, I don't want to say it's semantics, because it's important in that it will force people to grapple with it in a more meaningful way. But we got to do something about the debt. And in order to do that, we got to do something about social safety nets. 70% of our budget, federal budget, is Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and interest on the debt. And I want to keep those programs. But in order to keep them, we have to make changes. So right now, it is not a question of whether we make changes, but what changes those are, because if we don't make some changes for my generation, we're not going to have these programs.
Well, the way we're spending now, Congressman, is just not sustainable. And I'm glad that you and Congressman Panetta are doing this, because you're right. We have to acknowledge the fact that we have a problem first. And it's almost like we're ignoring it. And that's why I sometimes say you just don't hear that type of discussion anymore. You used to, you know, you'd hear people talk about out on the campaign trail, we got to balance the budget. You just don't hear people saying that anymore. We've got to get back to that. We got to take baby steps, I understand, but at least maybe this is the first step. Now, Congressman, what's the likelihood that this will be successful, that this will pass?
So, because it is not a meaningful reform in terms of actual spending, it's just a different way of looking at our debt, it does have a pretty good chance. And the fact that it's bipartisan, I'm on the Modernization of Congress Committee, and we're actually going to be dealing with a lot of budget issues here in the next couple weeks, and I'm really excited about that. And this is one of the things that we're going to take up. We're also going to take up the two-year budget cycle, and there's a number of other budgetary reforms that we will be considering. So, you know, I think in large part, the reason we're in the situation is because the process is broken.
Sure.
And we got to change the process to bring more sanity to the process, because what they did on the budget deal, and I was jokingly predicting it for months, they waited until we were coming up on a long, long recess, and we voted on the 24th. I was predicting on the 25th at noon, but on the 24th at noon, we lifted the budget caps to the two-year budget caps deal. I voted no. A lot of Republicans voted no, but they keep using the process, the procedure, to push bad deals down Congress, and we got to get away from that. We got to bring more sanity to the process. We got to bring more transparency, more accountability to the process. This is not hard, because once we change the process, we will actually be able to address the meaningful shortfalls in our spending. The meaningful shortfalls in the approach to our spending.
Right. Well, you know, Congressman, it's a simple concept. You and I, in our personal household budgets, we can't spend more than we take in. And so it's really pretty simple. We just got to rein this back in, and I applaud you and Congressman Panetta for your efforts in the Bipartisan Fiscal Responsibility Act. Congressman, good to hear from you. Be safe out there today. We don't need you with an arm cast on or anything like that.
I'm going to do my best. I like to go full speed, but with these guys, half speed may do it.
Maybe I should say don't hurt someone, Congressman.
Well, hey, Joey, great to be with you, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Sure thing. William Timmons, representing the 4th Congressional. I didn't realize they did a football game. That's interesting.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.